A spokesman for United Migrant Opportunity Services says so far there's no evidence that Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement agents are targeting Head Start centers in Wisconsin. But Rod Richardson says his agency is keeping an eye on the situation. Yvette Sanchez of the National Migrant and Seasonal Head Start Association says there have been several cases over the past few years in Texas, New Mexico, and New York State where ICE agents have parked outside Head Start centers and followed parents home after they drop off their children. She says that's prompted many parents to take their children out of the program.
Because they felt that if they were going to get picked up and possibly deported or detained, it was better for them to have their families intact than for their child to be at the center, for them to be somewhere else and not really know what was going on.
These allegations are patently false, according to ICE spokesperson Tim Counts.
Rumors of staking out Head Start centers are based on the mistaken assumption that ICE kind of roams around the country looking for people who are in the country illegally. They couldn't be farther from the truth. We are an investigative law enforcement agency, and each of our actions is based on specific leads about specific individuals.
But immigrant rights groups say each regional immigration enforcement office has its own policies and procedures. Yvette Sanchez says it's likely the Midwestern ICE office has decided not to use the tactic being used in other parts of the country. Her group has made specific complaints to Congress asking the practice be stopped. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.